Ah, buenos dias, senorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people. And welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. And what darling people I have sitting under me. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. Glad to see you all aboard, ashore, or wherever you are. Mein goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Ole, ole, it's showtime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of the Lounge Cast. My name is Nicole, otherwise known as Nicole Face in the Lounge. And in this month's show, we'll be covering some of the latest Disneyland news, recapping the Lone Ranger movie premiere, the Tiki Room's 50th anniversary, a look at next month's D23 Expo, and a lot more. So joining us today is Melanie.
Hey.
Trent.
Wing up, oh y'all.
And Erica.
Hi ho, Silver.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Before we move on to Disneyland news, we're going to be introducing a new segment this month. Yay! Our new segment is trivia. All right. Every month from now on, we will be having a trivia question. And yes, there will be prizes, real prizes that we send to you.
Real prizes?
Yes, real prizes.
Oh, my God. Like physical things?
Physical. You can hold it in your hand. Wow. That's what physical is.
Not just a pat on the back.
Not just a pat on the back. We don't just, like, give you a thumbs up. We send you things in the mail, and you go to the mail, and it's like, what? You got mail? And then you open the mail, and it's a prize. Anyway, you will have until the next episode to answer this month's question. And this month's question is, name all the castles from Disney parks around the world from shortest to tallest, excluding Shanghai, right? Don't Google the answer. We'll know.
We will
know. So, just kidding. We won't know, obviously, but you are on the honor system.
I know people at the NSA that can just look up those things.
Yeah, I got the hookups, so
I have Prism built into my computer. I will look up everybody that searches the answer.
Anyways, repeating the question is, name all the castles in Disney parks around the world from shortest to tallest, excluding Shanghai. You can email your answers to mouseweightwebcastteam@gmail.com. That's a mouthful. It's spelled out. Don't put MW webcast team or Mouseweight WB, whatever, I don't know. You have to spell out the whole thing. Make sure you get it sent to the correct email. Hopefully, one of us will be able to get on there and tell you, you know, we received your answer. We won't tell you if it's right or not yet, but we'll at least let you know we got it. And we'll be posting that in the lounge periodically to help remind you, because I'm sure some people will forget. So yeah, that's our new trivia segment for the month. We look forward to hearing your answers. Whether they're correct or not, we will see.
We just want to hear from you guys.
We just want to hear. I just want you to write us.
This is things to work.
Moving on to Disneyland news. So the Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room just hosted its 50th anniversary. That's crazy. That is a huge milestone.
That is crazy, so ridiculous long.
Right? So as you heard in our introduction, it was the 50th anniversary of the Tiki Room on Sunday, June 24th. If you were in the parks that day, you know it was crazy. Just to get into the Tiki Room, which is usually like, you know, it's not always packed unless it's a hot day, but that area was crazy. There was an annual pass offer for the anniversary. If you showed a Tiki Room cast member your pass, you could have received a replica of the opening day brochure of the attraction, which is pretty cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, publicized too much, so you kind of had to know, like, on the down low.
Mm.
Also, there was a merchandise event at the Disneyland Hotel Conference Center on Friday, June 27th, and Saturday, June 28th. Items for sale included pins, vinylmations, and various other types of artwork. And I know me and Melanie were around there on the 28th, so we saw all those people going in, and we wanted to sneak in with them.
In their tiki wear.
They were all so adorable. They were all dressed appropriately. So in other news, the Matterhorn Mountain Climbers are back! So through August 18th, guests can watch the climbers scale the Matterhorn 4 times a day, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 3 p.m. And from July 8th through the 14th, as part of Limited Time Magic, Happy Hans and his son Eric will be performing musical alpine melodies as the climbers make their way up the mountains. Okay, am I the only person who is, like, desperately hoping they will play the music from The Price is Right? when he's climbing up the mountain.
That would be hilarious. I think that would be really funny if they did that.
Like, I would probably die laughing. I think that would be amazing.
Unfortunately, that's a CBS property, so I don't think they would be allowed
Maybe
to do that.
Like, sneak it in. Anyways, I've gotten to see the mountain climbers, but not the musical alpine melodies yet. But they sound really cool. If you want to go see the mountain climbers, they're just chilling out there. They'll wave to you, take pictures and stuff. It's like they're scaling. Well, I mean, it is a real mountain.
It is a real mansion, please.
Mansion?
Yeah, they're just way more athletic than I could ever hope to be. All right, so in other Disneyland news, the All-American Disney College Band returned on June 20th.
Yay!
So for this summer only, the All-American Disney College Band will be performing Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at various locations around the resort. These locations include the Hollywood Backlot Stage over in DCA, Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree in Disneyland, Sleeping Beauty and Castle at Disneyland, and the Nightly Flag Retreat at the Main Street Station. So make sure to catch them to hear your favorite Disneyland tunes, along with medleys of hits from, like, Michael Jackson to Earth, Wind, and Fire. If you look up Dave or Coaster in the Lounge, they've both posted videos of the band if you don't get a chance to go see them or if you just want to watch. They're really awesome. They're freakishly good. They like choreograph dances, and it's awesome.
They're very entertaining to watch.
Very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can tell they just love being there, and it's like really infectious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who as a college student who wouldn't want to work at Disneyland?
Exactly. So moving on, Disneyland has been hosting AP Disneyland History events. Melanie, you want to tell us a little more about that?
Sure. The first three Tuesdays in July, each day they will have a different topic or a different land to speak about, and like basically how it was when it opened in 1955. And this past Tuesday, they spoke about Adventureland and Frontierland. The next Tuesday, July 9th, will be Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. Yeah. And then July 16th will be Main Street USA and Disneyland in 1955. So for the first presentation, they basically talked about different stories of while Adventureland and Frontierland were being created and different Imagineers that worked on these lands.
Mm-hmm.
And they also played the theme songs for Adventureland and Frontierland and Disneyland.
They have theme songs.
While we were there. Yeah, they all have theme songs, I believe.
So, yeah, if you're interested in going to see the history events, by the time this comes out, you'll probably have missed the first two. But you can catch the last one, which is going to be July 16th, I believe.
And there's two showings.
Oh, and there's two showings. What times are they at? Do you know?
5:30 and 7:30 p.m.
And you have to get your wristbands for those early.
Yes, get your wristbands. They start at 12 at the Main Street Opera House.
All right, so head over there at noon, go get your wristband, then go sit in some air conditioning until you have to be back at 5:30 or 7:30.
Well, and if you haven't, and if you missed the first one, SICK has the full audio recording on MouseWait.
Yes, if you want to go watch it, look up Sweet_Irish_Cream in the lounge, and she has a full recording from the very first event, so you don't have to miss out on it. Go check that out. So moving on to our next segment, each of my lovely co-hosts and me will talk about one of our favorite Disney-related events that happened in the month of June. So, Trent, do you want to go first and talk about E3?
I guess so. How long do I get to speak about?
You get a minute.
It can be a minute and 30 seconds, I believe.
But after a minute and 30 seconds, I will hit the buzzer. All right, Trent, tell us about E3.
All right. Well, every June is the big E3 gaming convention where all of the biggest names in video games come out and talk about the latest and greatest things in the upcoming year. And all things video games, and Disney had a huge presence this year. They had showed two of their games, one of course being Disney Infinity, which is scheduled to come out next month. It's basically taking the Skylanders idea where you have these figurines and you place them on a portal and they come to life inside of the game. There are two main features to talk about in this game. There's the playset mode, which is the story-based adventures of each of the figurines, and they take place in their own world. So there's going to be the starter set comes with Monsters, Inc., Incredibles, and Pirates of the Caribbean. And there's also the toy box mode, which you can go into this kind of empty open world and create anything that you desire with these figurines. You can create like Sleeping Beauty Castle inside of like a Tron world, or just like a big racetrack inside of just like this huge open world. You can do whatever you want. It's a very ambitious game. It looks really cool. I'm excited for it. They're going to sell each of the figurines separately. Tons of stuff coming out of that. They also debuted their new Kinect game for Xbox One, Xbox 360, called Fantasia Music Evolved, coming from the people at Harmonix, which made Rock Band and Dance Central. That
looks your buzzer. You got 10 seconds. Wrap it up.
Fantasia looks really cool. It's a music rhythm game with contemporary songs. That's all I'll say.
That sounds really awesome. I want to play Disney Infinity really bad now.
No, yeah, it's going to be a huge hole in my wallet with that game.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, that sounds expansive.
So one more thing about Disney Infinity, they had like this roulette style game there where you like hit a button and then one of the figurines pops out, and I only won two of them. Oh. So I have to buy every other
$1 million more.
God, it's going to be so, so, so crazy.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us about E3 and all the games we can look forward to. Mm-hmm. June saw the release of Pixar's newest film, Monsters University, which is the prequel to Monsters, Inc., of course. It grossed over $82 million on its first weekend, being number one in all theaters. I got to see it the weekend it opened, and I really liked it a lot. I love Monsters, Inc., and I thought it was a great opportunity to show how Mike and Sully got to this point in their lives where they are number one, not technically scarers anymore, but laughers? What do you call them? Joke makers?
Joke makers.
I think the term is comedian.
Comedians, that's right. And so you got to see them in college, which is a whole new setting for them. And you got to learn that they weren't always how they were in Monsters, Inc., if that makes sense. Sully was a lot different than the Sully we know from Monsters, Inc. And Mike was also a very different person and had to go through a lot to get where he is. And I really liked all of the messages from the movie about working hard and just how sometimes things don't work out the way you thought they were going to, but that doesn't mean that it won't turn out all right. And I loved basically everybody in the cast, right? I loved all of OK, which is
Uzma Kappa.
Mike and Sully's, yes, Uzma Kappa, Mike and Sully's fraternity. I think Art was my favorite character. And
art was so good.
My favorite part of the movie, probably, which is so ridiculous, it like has nothing to do with anything, is when one of the fraternity's brother's mom drops them off to like go break in somewhere, and then she drops them off and she's like, okay, mommy's just gonna listen to her tunes, and then she rolls up the window and then you just hear like death metal in the car. She just has like this like content look on her face, and it's just it's amazing.
Yeah, the movie is really funny.
So it's really funny, it's really heartfelt, and if you liked Monsters, Inc. at all, you need to see this movie.
And stay through the credits.
And stay through the credits, yes, of course. So moving on to our next event, there was a special Roger Rabbit annual pass holder event in Downtown Disney. Erica, can you tell us more about it?
Hi, guys. Well, it was such a fun event to be able to go and see Roger Rabbit on the big screen at Downtown Disney, the AMC. And not only did we get to see the movie on the big screen, but we actually got to stick around and have a panel with one of the producers and one of the animators, as well as the actual voice of Roger Rabbit, Charles Fleischer. And it was great because we got to ask them questions in the audience, and they passed out DVDs, and it was a lot of fun. One of the things that I enjoyed about it was that a question that was asked, how did they get the Disney characters and the Warner Brothers characters together for one movie? And if you guys have seen Roger Rabbit, you know that it's not quite that family friendly and oriented. And there's a little, you know, adult humor in there. Well, they said that it took a lot of negotiating, but in the end, it came down to each character of Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny had to be on screen for the exact amount of time. So they had to share the screen and kind of so they wouldn't outshine each other. And we got a special surprise at the end as well. The actual character, Roger Rabbit, came out for quick pictures. I know.
But what?
And that was exciting because, as you guys know, he only came out for Easter for like 5 minutes for the Limited Time Magic event.
Yep.
The great Limited Time Magic event.
Yeah, that great
super
event
limited time
where nobody got to take a picture with him. But this was fun because he actually came out and took pictures with the actual panel. So it was a great event. Hopefully, if you missed it, then I know that there are videos that you could get on YouTube, and we took pictures. It was fun. So that was all.
All right. Thank you, Erica. And moving on to our last bit of June segment. Well, I don't know what this is called. We haven't.
We didn't name for this. So if you have a name for this, email your suggestions to
fastwaywebcastteam@gmail.com. Moving on to our last bit of news. Melanie, can you tell us about Mickey's Compass Quest?
Well, of course. So, are you ready for me now?
The hit limited time magic of the month.
Yes. All right. So, Mickey's Compass Quest took place June 3rd through 9th for the whole week. And in order to do this quest, you had to go watch Mickey in the Magical Map. And then at the end of the show, as you're exiting, you get a map, clues, and a list of attractions to ride or watch. And there were Ride Through Small World or go and sit in the Tiki Room in order to find these clues. And at the end, you get an amazing prize.
What is that prize?
All right. The prize is a compass sticker.
What?
All right. What?
Oh, my God. How did I miss that?
Really?
Sorry. Just keep going.
That's all?
Yes. But it was really cool. It was a lot different from the other scavenger hunts and Easter egg hunts that they've had in the parks before, because you actually had to get on an attraction or sit through an attraction in order to find the clues. And it had three different choices of where the compass could be to choose from, which is why you kind of had to get on in order to find it. So, like, for Small World, the compass was either on the archway that denotes China, Mushu's mouth, or resting at Mulan's feet. So you had to kind of look for it once you got to China and stuff. And the one that people had the most trouble with that I know of is the Enchanted Tiki Room, because the clues were a little misleading.
How misleading were they?
Well, it was either on the bridge leading to the main entrance.
Oh, that's not how you play the
above
game.
Above the main entrance or above the exit doorway. And the actual answer was above the exit doorway, even though it was actually, like, tied to the stairs of the exit.
Huh.
So it was kind of annoying. And a lot of, and it was the first day that they had it that we decided to do it. So a lot of the CMs, like, had no clue what people were talking about when they tried to ask them where it was. Like, they were, like, physical compasses, sort of.
Oh.
It wasn't, so it wasn't in Mushu's mouth, right?
No, it was on the,
was
on
the
archway.
Did you have to stand up? Oh, okay.
No, you didn't
have to stand up
on
and
Small
look
World.
For Mulan's
yeah, but
feet,
like imagine you're just, like, on Small World, and then you just, like, saw something hanging from Mushu's mouth. You're like,
what is
what's
that?
What's wrong? What is that?
And it was, and it was
need some
of,
floss.
But it was go. Fun. At the end, Space Ranger, who I think is Lone Ranger now, and Charlie, we took a victory lap on the canoes afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, heck no, girl. That is
victory
being
lap.
On the canoes is
ow!
No victory.
It's the biggest to victory you can have.
It was a lot. It was a lot different from the other hunts that they had before, so it was nice.
Like the Easter hunt or the
yeah, like you actually had to get on attractions.
Well, didn't you
stuff.
Have to pay for the Easter one, which was kind of
yeah,
funny? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So that's different.
Which is why the prize this time was just a sticker.
Yeah.
The best sticker you've ever had.
Anyways, thanks for telling us all about Mickey's Compass Quest, Melanie.
No problem.
And moving on to the Lone Ranger movie premiere, the big event happening at DCA over in June. Our own Erica, Missy Mouse, was invited to be part of the media. So, Erica, why don't you tell us all about that?
Well, I was lucky enough to be chosen as part of the lounge cast to represent on the red carpet at the world premiere of The Lone Ranger. And I was so excited to be out there. It was actually my first time on the press line, and I didn't know what to expect, and it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, too. You think, like, people doing interviews on the red carpet is easy. It's not. You got to stand there and fight for the attention of all these people and to get your interview. And I did it with another mouse waiter, Rick Chavez. And he also did a great job taking pictures. And pretty much we just got to scope the red carpet, talk to some Disney stars, talk to Armie Hammer, of course.
Of course.
That was one of my favorite parts. If you ask what my favorite interview was, it was just talking to him and seeing him. And he did a great job in the actual movie, and it was a lot of fun.
So what was it kind of like just being on the red carpet and seeing those celebrities up close?
It was actually a lot of fun. It was exciting. A little nervous because at first you kind of feel like, well, I don't even know what to do.
Were you
here,
starstruck at all?
Not really. I mean, if I would have been talking to Johnny Depp, I probably would. Unfortunately, he was under so much security that it was, by the time they got to our section of the red carpet, they kind of just pushed him. They kept pushing him in the theater because he was late to his own premiere. But hey, this is funny, though. They said he was late to his own premiere, but he said on an interview that he never watches his own movies. Therefore, how can he be late? Oh.
Well, probably he's late because he doesn't care. Doesn't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's
but
what I was
he's being forced to.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, how about we play a little bit of your interviews from when you were on the red carpet? Who are we going to be listening to, Erica?
So, we're going to listen to Chyna McClain first, and she is from the Disney Channel show Ant Farm.
Hi, Mouse Way! You are awesome!
We just have a quick question for you.
Yes, of course.
I know you love Disneyland, obviously.
Well, I love Disneyland. Who doesn't love Disneyland?
Who doesn't? Do you have a favorite ride here at Disneyland?
I love California Screamin' and Tower of Terror. My sister does not like Tower of Terror. She doesn't like drugs, but I love it.
Do you have a favorite snack that you love eating just here at the park?
Oh my gosh. They have turkey legs. Like, this big. They're so huge. And I can never finish it myself, but I love them so much.
And now we're going to listen to one more interview from On the Red Carpet. Who are we going to listen to, Erica?
We are going to listen to baseball legend Cal Ripken Jr. And he was actually a lot of fun to interview. He was really friendly. And go ahead, listen.
I had a daughter that loved the Little Mermaid. So I think we saw the Little Mermaid about 2,000 times or more.
So you guys are excited for it to be coming out on Blu-ray in August?
Absolutely. My daughter's 23 now. She's still just like she was when she was 2 or 3.
What's your favorite attraction?
Rides?
Yeah.
I like all the coasters. What's the new one? Can't think of the name of it.
Here? Anyway,
Space Mountain was my favorite. Okay. Big Thunder Mountain is
classic.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was classic.
Yep.
Nice. So if I had my choice, I'd just stay on and ride with coasters all day.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Cal.
So that audio is actually coming to you from a video that Erica and Rick Chavez took on the red carpet that you can find in the lounge. So if you look under admin's post and search for the Lone Ranger, you can find the video and watch all these interviews for yourself.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun doing it, and you will enjoy watching it.
Moving on to the Mouselate Tip of the Month. So the Mouselate Tip of the Month from us to you, directly from us to you, is to get the free D23 membership. For those of you who don't know, D23 is the official Disney fan club. How long have they been together? Or how long has that been around?
A couple years. Oh, not more than a couple years, but like...
Yeah, it's still
been a while.
I would say it's still fairly new. But in the past, to have a membership, you've always had to pay. And starting this year, they have a new tier of membership, which is free. So if you go to DisneyStore.com and search for D23, you can get a free membership, which gives you access to exclusive member content on D23.com, exclusive merchandise, a subscription to a biweekly D23 e-newsletter, and there are special promotional offers and discounts throughout the year. So sign up. It's free. You got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want to go to the D23 Expo later this month, ooh, which will be soon. Anyway, moving on to another bit of Mouselight news. The best host of the month for June, one of the best hosts in the month, was our very own Baseball Mickey CM's post about his third Mouselight anniversary.
Congrats,
Kevin.
And all of his,
work.
All of his work. He's done so much for Mouselight. Just making it a bigger and better community. And Mouselight has helped him in return. So yeah, big congratulations to him. 3 years on Mouselight Community Service.
Community service?
not that kind of community service. I mean like Mouselight community. Serving the Mouselight community.
There we go.
Yes.
He was forced to do 3 years with us. Or was he? Congrats, Kevin.
To some merchandise talk.
Yes.
Some new vinyl missions came out last
month.
Because
who doesn't like to spend money?
And some are coming out in the future.
And some are coming up in the future. But some that just came out last month are Beauty and the Beast vinyl missions. And I know Melanie and I are very excited about that. But my wallet is not very excited about that.
Definitely.
Have you bought any yet, Melanie?
No. I'm waiting.
But you will. You know you will.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time.
So there's a whole new set of Beauty and the Beast vinyl missions. I went to the parks last week. I said I was going to buy one. I bought three.
That's how they get you.
And, you know, shout out to the amazing cast members at both the Pin Store in New Orleans Square and also to, what's the store going down Buena Vista Street on the right? What is that called?
Which one?
It's right before the trolley candy
trolley treats.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the camera store?
Yeah, like right after the camera store. They sell merch in there.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Julius Katz and Son?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Well, that might be
the... Anyways, okay. Yeah. I went there in the afternoon to buy my one that I thought I was going to get. And the box was empty, so they went to the back to look for me and bought out a whole new tray.
And then you said thank you and took it and ran off.
No, they were standing with...
You didn't do that? Well, you should have.
I went with my friend RBZ on Mouse 8, and we just stood there for like 5 minutes picking which one we were going to get. And they were all like, all the CMs were really excited for us and made us open in front of them. And I ended up getting the old French dude, and RB got Lumiere. Me and RB ended up going to New Orleans Square, and they had put out a whole new tray. And we were there for, no joke, 25 minutes weighing different Vinylmations. So, you know, tip out there, if you want Beauty and the Beast stuff, the heaviest Vinylmation is Lumiere.
That's two tips for you guys this episode already.
That's another tip for y'all. And so the cast member there was really sweet with helping us. Like, she was helping us weigh them, and she's like, no, man, this one's heavier. And I'm like... You know, and so she was really excited, and even though she was on her break, she waited for us to open them so that she could see what we got. So, yes, Beauty and the Beast Vinylmations. They'll do crazy things to you. and also, coming out very soon is a new Little Mermaid Vinylmation set. Have you guys seen these?
Yes.
No.
I have.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm so out of the loop on everything.
I'm not as big on Little Mermaid, but I know there are tons of Little Mermaid fans who will be clamoring for these. They are really cute, so keep an eye out for those if you're interested in Little Mermaid or Vinylmations or both. Moving on, the D23 Expo is next month.
Yay! Woo!
We will all be going, so if you see us, shout out, be like, hey, what's up? We're all at D23 together. it will be held from August 9th through the 11th at the Anaheim Convention Center, and it will also be celebrating Walt Disney Imagineering's 60th anniversary. Woo-hoo! Yay, Imagineers!
That's like more than half a century.
Yeah, that's old.
It's very observant.
You are good at the math.
I try.
So, the expo will be 3 days. Friday, there will be a Broadway presentation from Mary Poppins, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, and more. So, they'll be having actors from different Disney Broadway shows come and do performances, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, I think, is the day that everybody is most looking forward to, because Saturday night there will be a Richard Sherman, Alan Menken concert.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that.
My mind is going to be blown.
This just sounds so awesome, just to see them both perform together. Like, that's a rare treat. That's a rare treat.
So, if you can go on Saturday, I would suggest you do it. Like, just... Don't even think about it. Just do it.
Just go.
Yeah.
Just go. And then on Sunday, which is going to be the last day of the expo, that is when they will be celebrating the 60 years of Walt Disney Imagineering. They're going to be having various panels throughout the day. I believe there's 4 of them. You can look at the D23 website for full list of panels. There is going to be no theme park and resorts presentation this year.
What?
Yeah. Nope. Well, do you guys think they're going to announce anything about the Disney parks, though?
I mean, would they do it?
If they're not doing it there, then...
An Imagineering panel, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it could be too early for them to say anything about any of the projects they're working on.
It's never too early. It's never too early. Anyways, if you are interested in going, if you are a D23 member... Go get one of those free memberships we told you about. A one-day adult ticket is $50, or if you want to go all 3 days, it's $145. For children of D23 members, it's $42 for one day or $121 for 3 days. And if you're not a D23 member, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, because I already told you to go get a free membership, it is either $57 for one day or $166 for 3 days, $47 for children for one day, and $136 for 3 days.
That's a lot of money. So
it is a lot of money, but it's also a lot of fun.
And it's worth it.
So, moving on to our last little bit. So, we would like to thank the HOJO, the Howard Johnson of Anaheim, for being our official sponsors. They are always having rates for mouse waiters, specifically. So, if you ever want to stay at a hotel around the area, be sure to call the HOJO and check out their rates. Call in-house reservations and ask for Chris or Denise. tell them that Mousefleet sent you, and they will see what they can do for you. You can also sign up with their newsletter online, and they will send you promos, which has amazing deals from up to 50% off a night. So be sure to check that out. Thanks for tuning in to another show of the Mousefleet Loungecast. I'd like to thank Melanie.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Trent.
Bye. Thank you for having me. Wait, did you just say that?
Yes, I did.
I didn't even think about you, that. I just said it.
And Erica.
Thanks, guys. It's always fun. See you next time.
See you next month for another show covering all of July's events. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.